It must still be used. I mean, can they bring down planes now with using it? I mean, I'm sure they can, but why is it not ever talked about? You know, so that's my question is like, we know this technology is out there, and yet it's not. I mean, we hear things like, you know, other technologies they want to force feed down our throats, and you know, so certain things they want us to get used to, other things they try and keep hidden. So I was just wondering about that in particular. How come that wasn't pushed in the public conversation, having a defensive weapon that is EMF based? That seems like a legit PR thing, move to go. What happened with that particular project?
Well, that's why we're tying it to 40 million people dead. That Nikola lived until 43. And so, your question, though it's a really important one, what I think we have to keep in mind is that 20 years gap, that in 1914, he was letting everyone know, and then all the major rulers of the world knew that he was working on a weapon that would end war, period, because of its supreme efficacy in overwhelming any opponent. And so for the 20 years prior to the outbreak of the Second World War, they were well on their way to developing this weapon.
Without Nikola Tesla?
Probably with Nikola Tesla. He was working with all these folks. And he was only getting funding when he was getting funding from J.P. Morgan himself, one of these guys, one of these hidden power guys. So they were funding his work. They knew what he had, and they wanted to hoard it. That's the point. To hoard the knowledge makes you seem like a god. This is an invisible assault. This must have got them thinking along the lines of being able to stay in the background. You have to remember that in the aftermath of the French Revolution, they decided that they had to stay in the background in order to maintain their rule because our resistance was inevitable once we perceived this disproportionate imbalance in the good things in life, that that's not fair. So, a weapon that would allow them to stay in the background. You have to remember their main objective, keep the cattle herded. That's always been the main objective. This would allow that. What was also going on, as we'll read when we have the show, is the discovery that it created disease and health impacts, although Nikola emphasizes healthful aspects of it, that it was also being worked on by doctors during this time, studying the physiological impact of it. We don't know at what point they cooked up the notion of using it secretly to eliminate opposition. The idea of eliminating opposition secretly has been an obsession of power for some time. So, I don't know if that addresses adequately what you're saying. Why not? I think what you were saying is why not let us know in order to keep us afraid?
I mean, I just think that there's, you know, things like drones, like there's certain technologies that they really tout and say, oh, this is helping keep us safe and blah, 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 blah. You heard a lot about the Star Wars, you know, thing, the setting up anti-defense. You know, so there's all these technologies that we do hear about, But you just hear nothing. I mean, I didn't know about this story about Nikola Tesla and how he wanted to avert the wars through this technology. You just don't hear about it. And so it's just surprising to me that even though I understand that power wants to be secretive and all that, that this certain technology has been so kept secret. Perhaps it's because there's not enough people talking about it and putting it out there. If more people start talking about it, they'll have to do something about that. But I guess I'm wondering, what is then the lesson now? So we're talking about Nikola Tesla. We're talking about hoarding information in order to seem godlike. Then why or what's the lesson in Nikola Tesla's story? Why are we talking about him?